Coming to just feel the physical area of the chest for a while, just feeling what is here. What is alive, what is hidden. What feels heavy, what feels light. If we're allowed to feel, what do we feel? And being open to feel more deeply, to feel yourself behind the ups and downs, the highlights and dramas. Feeling your kind of quality, unique quality that rides underneath, we could say, or deeper than the personality. Just being open for that. A quality or kind of atmosphere or flavor in us that maybe our friends would easily describe that might be harder to feel in oneself, just being open. Below what I feel to be engaged in, below the sense of maybe struggle, what I'm trying to practice, what's already here that's fresh and unique. The way that each flower has a color and fragrance wherever it lives. Each plant has a color. And smell. And sounds a certain way in the wind. And then connecting to ourselves maybe even more deeply. Maybe as if we were up above us looking down, where we could see how we do try our best. All of our willingness. Being open to start to sense the preciousness of this life. How it is unique. And how this life that we're living, each of us, shares deep human qualities with everyone else. A wish to be happy, safe, and also a deeper kind of wish that's connected to something in our aliveness that goes beyond life and death. So somehow including our death in our sensing of ourselves. Sensing what is important in this life, what would it be at the end of this life that I would know, yes, the life is complete. So what is important? What is more important than survival? What speaks to us, maybe very gently, but in a very alive way? About what this life is about, what all of these cells are doing here. And we could ask these questions and just be open for hours and hours, and it could be quite fruitful. Maybe more fruitful than just going with the first thought. But we could also play with taking the freshness of the first sense, first sensing of what is important, what makes everything else important, what gives value to everything that feels valuable. And if we let ourselves feel the wish or the longing or the gentle leaning towards that, the longing for that, the wish for that, the knowing of that and its importance. a very childlike, unthinking leaning into that. Resting our head in that lap, on that shoulder. And starting to be aware of what it feels like, what is the atmosphere that comes when we are allowed to wish. For that to be the center of my life. There may be a word or name, there may be not a word, there may just be a sensing or an image. Each finding our own way to connect to what is most important. And finding your own way of enjoying that connection. It can be by imagining yourself lying down in that warm water or that grass. Finding some way, feeling or imagining, that you can offer that quality, that texture, that atmosphere to every cell of the body. Every corner of the being. Feeling where the cells naturally liven up, where they say yes. Feeling where the cells don't trust and letting it be. Breathing in, perhaps connecting to the feeling, fragrance, texture, harmony. And if you wish, breathing out and kind of sending it out to all the cells. If it helps, you can use words to stay connected to what you're doing. It could be a word or two that describes for you the quality that's important, or the atmosphere that happens when you connect to what's important. Peace, free, clear in your own language, your own word or two. Or you could even say a statement, may I be at ease, fresh, awake. Again, your own words, your own language. Just playing with words to see if they help you connect or if they take over too much. But all with the feeling of having plenty of time. The luxury of time. as with other practices that use concentration, whenever you notice you're disconnected, just coming straight back. If it helps, you could remember a time that you experienced a taste of living what is important, to really get inside that memory as a way of feeling the texture, atmosphere, flavor, harmony, and then dropping the details of the memory as you kind of resonate in that color or music or whatever you would call it. If it's very hard to let yourself feel this, you could imagine yourself as a child. And it can be easier to wish well for ourselves if we think of ourselves as children. Or we could imagine someone whom we love and respect, who cares for us, who sees our depths. And imagine that person wishing us well. Sometimes it's the hardest thing in the world to wish oneself well. And very worthwhile to turn that around. To use this medicine for that wound. And very gently, if possible without disturbing what you're already doing, continuing to wish yourself well, to let yourself soak in that quality, atmosphere of what is most important. And the kind of joy that can come when we're in contact with that, as the cells rejoice themselves. If we could start to include one more person, and I would just recommend it could be a person who's just near you in the hall, whether you know that person or not. Starting to include that person. If you wish, breathing in and connecting to the texture, the atmosphere, the brightness or whatever it is that you experience, and breathing out, offering that to your own cells as well as to that person, known or unknown. Letting that person be as real to you as you are. And if you're using a whole statement, if you were saying, may I be at ease, fresh, free, or whatever else, you could simply say, may we be at ease, fresh, enlightened. How is it to feel yourself and another person? To let it be that wide. Playing with letting both of us be full human beings. Mysterious, ordinary, powerful, vulnerable. Not leaving yourself out and not letting the other person become a kind of flat cartoon. And anytime, if you wish, just expanding to include everyone in this room. Or if it's easier for you, then another person in the room, one at a time. recognizing that deep place in others that genuinely wishes to live a fulfilled life. And staying connected as vividly as you can, as fully as you can. Feel free to expand further, to include everyone in this village area, to include the forest, the animals, grass, people driving through. And expanding across land and sea, rivers, roads, mountains, disobeying the borders between nations. You can play with imagining or feeling a specific being, a tree, a person, an animal, or feeling the area as a whole, just to find what works better for you. Gradually spreading across and through the planet. Communicating the quality of this that is important with all that is alive on Earth, and maybe even with what doesn't breathe, the rocks, the clouds, deserts, rivers, buildings, mountains, and plains. A wish that goes out, that expands through my own being to the parts that seem good and seem bad, and expands out to everything, even those who seem not to be deserving. Just simply communicating this atmosphere, inwardly and outwardly, as fully as you can. Including, if you wish, family and friends who are not here. Expanding, if you wish, also beyond this planet, just beyond any limitation. And then resting back for the last minute of the meditation, leaving aside this exercise, just being here at rest. open.